This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Friday, July 1, 2022, and these are the headlines. The Department of the Interior and Local Government 11 recognized on Tuesday the City Anti-Drug Abuse Council, or CADAC, for its performance in the fight against illegal drugs at the Grand Regal Hotel. Accepting the 2022 Regional Anti-Drug Abuse Council Performance Awards was Michael Denton Aportadera, CADAC head, as the city was recognized after the regional office evaluated its performance. The city received a highly functioning evaluation based on the assessment of the Department of Interior and Local Government Regional Office. The evaluating team was composed of representatives from the Philippine Drug Enforcement Agency, the Dangerous Drugs Board, and the Philippine National Police. In a related development, the agency also gave high scores to the city for the implementation of peace, security, and development agenda. The recognition was among those that the national agency handed to local government units. Based on performance evaluation, the city received a 95% compliance score for calendar year 2019 and 87.98% for calendar year 2021. DILG Regional Director Alex Roldan, also the Regional Peace and Order Council Secretariat Head, signed the recognition, which cited the exemplary performance of the city. Public Safety and Security Command Center Head Angel Sumagaysay thanked the DILG for the award and gave the city government's assurance to continue complying with the guidelines for the interest of the public and for client satisfaction. In business, the rate of the Banco Central ng Pilipinas Term Deposit Facility, or TDF, has risen, which a ranking central bank executive said was in line with the rising interest rates. Data released by the BSP showed that the average rate of the 7-day facility increased to 2.6647% and the 14 days to 2.7102%. These were previously at 2.5472% for the 1-week facility and 2.6754% for the 2-week facility. In sports, new Team Akari, which is joining the Philippine Volleyball League, has tapped national coach Jorge Souza de Brito for the reinforced conference. The league made the announcement Thursday after the Chargers agreed to terms with the Brazilian mentor. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or subscribe to our YouTube channel at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.